Welcome to Falun Gong News, direct from China and around the world, from the Minghui website. This week's top stories include new book announcement, Hongyin 4, published in English. Shen Yun, across North America, speaks to the beauty contained within the human soul. 100 more cases of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced to prison reported in December 2017, bringing total for year to 974. India, Kannada translation of Falun Gong book released. Falun Dafa in Jiamusi, Heilongjiang province. Udambara blossoms on the grasslands of Mongolia. And Ireland, introducing Falun Gong at Balance Expo in Killarney. Now for the stories. New book announcement, Hongyin 4, published in English. An English translation of Master Li Hongzhi's most recent book, Hongyin 4, was published January 18th on the Falun Dafa website, www.falundafa.org. The book is a compilation of 141 poems and song lyrics written by Master Li Hongzhi between 2004 and 2015.
Shen Yun, across North America, speaks to the beauty contained within the human soul. The five touring companies of Shen Yun Performing Arts continued this season's North American tour during the second week of January 2018 to rave audience reviews. Performances in Sacramento, Berkeley, New York, and Dallas all saw full houses. Academy Award-winning filmmaker Keith Merrill attended the show and said, "We enjoyed it very much. We're very happy. It was terrific. The dancers' skills are extraordinary. They make it look so easy." Beau Dittel, former New York City mayoral candidate and former NYPD detective, said, "I think we need more of this to bring people together. I think these dancers are remarkable, and I'm very honored to be here to watch. Everyone should have an opportunity to see this performance, to see the great dancing," he added. Business owner John Rumor said, "I'm very happy. I'm enjoying this immensely. I'm lost in it. Exceptional. The dancing, the music, the colors, the photography, the background is just absolutely fantastic. I love the culture and the history that is presented. There should be more entertainment like this in the world. It's just very relaxing and very enjoyable." Actress Carlin Connolly said, "Absolutely beautiful, the way they have captured so many various bits of Chinese culture and really distilled into it something that is so beautiful to the eye and really enriching to the soul. It really reminds you of the beauty of expression of culture and really speaks to the beauty that is contained within the human soul that we have the power to share with one another through performance," she said. Adjunct Professor Jennifer Hines remarked after the show, "There were so many good parts. I don't know how they did all that. I think it's important to know that we are diverse people, and we take that away and realize we all have value. We are all given love and life by a creator. It was beautiful. There's so much talent," Ms. Hines added. Shen Yun will continue its tour with upcoming performances in Nashville, Tennessee, Spartanburg, South Carolina, and Mississauga, Canada.
One 100 more cases of Falun Gong practitioners sentenced to prison reported in December 2017, bringing total for year to 974. 100 more Chinese citizens were sentenced to prison in December 2017 for refusing to renounce Falun Gong, a spiritual discipline being persecuted by the Chinese Communist regime. With 874 sentences of Falun Gong practitioners reported in the first 11 months of 2017, this number brings the total number of sentenced practitioners to 974. After decades of communist rule, Chinese judges have long become the regime's rubber stamp to deliver predetermined, unlawful sentences against dissidents and other targeted groups in show trials. In the persecution of Falun Gong, unlawful sentencing has been one of the most common tactics employed by the regime. The 974 practitioners sentenced during 2017 hail from 29 provinces and centrally controlled municipalities. Liaoning province reported the most convictions, followed by Shandong province. 21 other provinces reported double-digit numbers of sentencing cases. Practitioners were sentenced for their faith in every month of 2017, with an average of about 75 practitioners sentenced each month. Of the 100 practitioners who were sentenced in December 2017, the average prison term was 3.3 years, with the longest sentence being 10 years. In addition to handing down prison terms, the courts also fined 24 practitioners a total of 451,000 yuan in December 2017, averaging almost 19,000 yuan per person. Financial devastation was one of the three directives proclaimed by former communist regime leader Jiang Zemin when he ordered the eradication of Falun Gong, along with ruining their reputations and destroying them physically.
India, Canada translation of Falun Gong book released. Falun Dafa, also known as Falun Gong, was introduced in Bangalore in 2001. Since then, practitioners have taught the spiritual and meditation practice across the state of Karnataka, in schools and colleges, corporations and clubs, and NGOs such as the Dignity Foundation. Karnataka is the eighth largest state in India by area and the ninth largest by population, with 66 million inhabitants. The book Juan Falun was translated into Kannada language in 2012. However, many people in smaller towns and villages have asked for the book Falun Gong to be translated into Kannada, since they learned the exercises first and did not speak much English. After years of revision and editing by practitioners, the Kannada language version of the book Falun Gong was officially released on January 6, 2018, at the Press Club in Kolar, Karnataka. Kolar, a small city near Bangalore, has been home to a group of Falun Gong practitioners for more than a dozen years. The practitioners have introduced the practice at quite a few schools in and around Kolar. Mr. Ganesh, a practitioner and local media reporter, hosted the book launch ceremony. He gave a brief background of the practice, its founder Mr. Li Hongzhi, its teachings, and the persecution of Falun Dafa in China. He also shared his own experience of practicing Falun Dafa with reporters. Mr. Pradeep, another practitioner from Kolar, is the headmaster of a government school in the city. He also played a significant role in the book translation. He shared his experience as a practitioner and read the chapter on Dafa in Kannada language as he introduced the book. A few practitioners from Bangalore also attended the ceremony. They demonstrated the Dafa exercises, shared their experiences with the practice, and encouraged Kolar residents to spread the practice far and wide.
Falun Dafa in Jiamusi, Heilongjiang Province. From the day Falun Dafa was introduced in Jiamusi, Heilongjiang Province, in 1994, to today, from taking up the practice to peacefully counteracting the state-sponsored persecution over the past 19 years, it has been an unforgettable journey filled with both joy and hardship. Falun Dafa spread quickly in the early days. In 1994, two sisters with the last name of Wang from Jinshu, Liaoning Province, came to Jiamusi to introduce Falun Dafa. Only a dozen people attended the first gathering. Amazed by the sisters' accounts of how Falun Dafa had benefited them, many in the audience began practicing. To let more people know about Falun Dafa, the practitioners held free Falun Dafa classes and group exercises in parks and the public plaza. One after another, more and more people began to practice Falun Dafa, including those in nearby cities and counties. By the end of 1998, more than 10,000 people in Jiamusi had picked up the practice. As Falun Dafa quickly spread in Jiamusi, many people experienced tremendous improvements in their health and values. Falun Dafa helped them to better enjoy life and serve the community. In July 1999, astonished by Falun Dafa's unprecedented popularity in China, the communist regime initiated a suppression to try to wipe out the practice. Facing one of the most severe persecutions in the history of the country, the practitioners in Jiamusi were and are undaunted. They are unwavering in their faith and counteract the persecution with enormous courage and perseverance. According to information collected by the Minghui website, at least 82 practitioners in Jiamusi died because of the persecution between 1999 and 2016. Another 88 were sentenced to prison, 381 were sent to forced labor camps, and 92 were detained and tortured in a brainwashing center. Many practitioners in Jiamusi have filed criminal complaints against Jiang Zemin for ordering the persecution of Falun Dafa, demanding that he be brought to justice. The practitioners have also created and distributed informational materials about Falun Dafa and talked to people about the practice.
Udambara blossoms on the grasslands of Mongolia. Mr. Liman is in his 80s and lives in Inner Mongolia. He practices Falun Gong and is very healthy. He studies the Falun Gong teachings and exercises daily. In June of 2017, four people broke into his yard. He was startled and thought, "I'm so far away from town that even if I call the cops, it would take them a couple of hours to get here." They came straight into his room and told him not to move. They took his Falun Gong books and asked him whether he still practiced Falun Gong. He told them that he did practice Falun Gong and that he was now healthy and had not needed any medication for 20 years. He tried to continue, but they stopped him and began ransacking his house. They took his watch, the only valuable item he owned. He needed it to get up on time to exercise. Other than that, the police could not find anything else to take in the house. They continued searching and saw two rocks on the table and thought they might be worth something. They checked them over, decided they were just ordinary rocks, and tossed them back on the table and left. Even though his watch was taken, Mr. Li was not too upset. The two rocks were worth a lot more to him. Udambara flowers had been blossoming on the rocks for over a year. Even after the rough handling by the policemen, the Udambara flowers were not damaged. Buddha Sakyamuni predicted the blossoming of Udambara flowers when he said the holy king of the law wheel descended to the human world to provide salvation. The flowers can grow in many places, on steel, wood, glass, plastic, and rocks. The blossoming of these ancient flowers represents an auspicious time in the vast land of China. They remind people that the holy king of Falun is compassionately blessing all sentient beings with his boundless power. Those police officers did not see the holy flowers. We hope that they will examine their own behavior and awaken their consciences. The time for tribulations of Falun Gong practitioners is limited. Those who actively participate in the persecution may have lost their eternal lives and future. Good or evil, all cause and effect will be revealed in the future.
Ireland, introducing Falun Gong at Balance Expo in Killarney. The Balance Expo, which is billed as Ireland's premier event for healthy lifestyle enthusiasts, was held in Killarney, a city in southwestern Ireland, on January 14th. Many politicians and sports fans participated. Local Falun Gong practitioners set up a booth to introduce the peaceful spiritual practice to event attendees. Sean Kelly, member of European Parliament, was president of the Gaelic Athletic Association and executive chairman of the Irish Institute of Sport. He was an early signer for a European Parliament resolution on organ harvesting in China, passed in December 2013. The resolution condemned the Chinese Communist Party's persecution of Falun Gong practitioners, especially the state-sanctioned organ harvesting atrocities. He was invited to attend the expo, and at the Falun Gong booth, he said with a smile, "I support you. I will always support you." Brendan Griffin, Minister of State for Tourism and Sport, was invited to speak at the expo opening ceremony and talked with Falun Gong practitioners afterward. A practitioner told him, "Falun Gong, also known as Falun Dafa, is a practice where we follow the principles of truthfulness, compassion, forbearance." Mikkel Omearshatai is 87 years old and a well-known Irish Gaelic Games commentator on Irish radio and TV. His career spans over six decades, which earned him a place in the Guinness Book of Records. Omearshatai visited the Falun Gong booth and said, "I know Falun Gong. My daughter and I watched a Falun Gong exercise demonstration at the Brandenburg Gate in Berlin." He was pleased to add his name to a petition against the persecution of Falun Gong in China. Mary Lucy, president of the Donald Walsh Live Life Foundation and president of Carey College of Further Education, told a practitioner that students face significant pressure due to busy scheduling and deadlines. Teachers also face pressure to get up early to go to work. She invited the group to visit the college and teach Falun Gong to students. She said the exercises would be easy for the students to learn and observed that they could improve the health of students and teachers alike. Many event-goers visited the Falun Gong booth. Some people bought the book Juan Falun, the main book of Falun Gong. Some signed the petition opposing the persecution in China. Some learned about Falun Gong for the first time and had a great interest in it. Many took Falun Gong flyers to learn more. Thank you for listening to the Minghui Radio podcast. For more information, including news about the persecution of Falun Gong practitioners in China and experience sharing stories by practitioners around the world, please visit our website at en.minghui.org.